it's funny to listen to children give one another riddles, and then when they have stumped the other one, they think that it's so profound. And one of them that I heard was just so simple, but I guess it makes sense to kids. When is a bird bigger than a mountain? Again, the question is, when is a bird bigger than a mountain? And their answer? Well, when the bird is closer than the mountain. Now, of course, they're suggesting that it simply looks bigger. In reality, of course, the bird is not bigger than the mountain, but it looks that way when the feathery fellow is perched on a window ledge close to the house and the mountain is far in the distance. And so it is that sometimes we perceive God this way in relationship to our problems. The troubles facing us seem so huge because they're so close, like a big black bird with beady eyes and a sharp beak waiting for a smaller animal's weariness to turn into helplessness so it can pounce on it. See, at such times, God seems as far away as a distant mountain, and we perceive him as being small and unreachable, while the problem is perched on our windowsill, so to speak, ready to pounce on us. If you take a look at some of the writings of the prophet Isaiah, for example, Isaiah 40:22, he sits above the circle of the earth and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. What is Isaiah saying? The prophet Isaiah changes our perspective by asking these rhetorical questions. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured heaven with a span, and calculated the dust of the earth in a measuring scale, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? That's Isaiah 40:12, by the way. See, the Lord gives power to the weak. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. Isaiah 40, verse 29. My friend, we know that a bird is never bigger than a mountain. And you know what? As Julie Ackerman Link points out, no problem is ever bigger than God. It's all a matter of our perspective being changed, isn't it? And that's why it's important that we get into the Word of God, that God's Word shapes us, molds us, changes our thinking. Spear puts it this way, the problems that we face each day can seem too much to bear until we turn our eyes to Christ and trust his tender care. My friend, what is the big black bird perched on your windowsill today? Remember, he may look big for the moment, but when you take your eyes off of that problem and put your eyes on the grand and glorious God who sits above the circle of the earth and whose inhabitants are like grasshoppers to him, Isaiah would go on to say, even the nations are but a drop in the bucket compared to God. The nations. So how much more? Your problem? My problem? It's just like a grasshopper to God. Let's turn to him in prayer today and let him deal with that which is easy for him. Heavenly Father, we worship a God who is greater than our greatest problem. And I pray to hold on to that truth today. And I pray that for my friend listening in, that we would remember how grand and glorious you are. And though the problem may seem big to us, it's very, very small to you. Thank you for dealing with it. In Jesus' name, amen.